You're listening to the show about not enough hugs and too many hugs. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
You know what? I had Roscoe say that because he thought that it might, like, be meaningful to the dragon. And if it is meaningful to the dragon, it's meaningful in a way that just informed him that there are definitely three other people down here. Whoops.
I mean, you can generally figure that out, Alex, but
it doesn't matter here.
I don't think. Even with the 7, it wouldn't be enough. So you guys both are gonna take, this is just damage from the glass shattering around you. You're gonna both take a 10 slashing damage from the pieces of glass flying outwards all around you.
I had all my hit points still somehow. I'm not too sad.
And then,
but don't. It's not an invitation.
So the hem of your hit points get caught in your bicycle chain.
The hem of your hit points. This is absurd, Eric. This game has just got him. That just crossed a line for me.
So yeah, the dragon had turned and looked at where the orb was, and then you said the thing about the door for 4.
It does sound like
it's
that
a
now.
Special
it really
deal.
Does. Oh no!
Get the Owl Pounder. You can get a beer for 4.
And the dragon says, "What's going on here? The door for 4. There's 4 of yous down here. Who's up there with my orb? Who's got
There was 4 of us years ago when I came down here."
As you're talking, he tries to swing at you with its tail.
Am I there? Like, can I be
you're
doing
near.
Something? To- I don't know.
So, like, he's going to do this, but then you're all going to roll initiative, and uh-oh. I'm going to go pee.
Okay. Okay.
So,
nice.
So, yeah, he's going to try to hit you with his tail.
Oh, fuck me. I don't want to be hit by a tail.
So that is a 17 to hit.
All right. Well, so initiative hasn't happened yet, right?
Correct.
Roscoe would like to try something as he sees the dragon, like, kind of starting to to do that.
Fair enough.
Roscoe would like to cast Enlarge Reduce on the dragon.
Ooh.
If that's possible. I can't be the first person in the history of D&D to want to reduce the size of a dragon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you definitely are the first.
How novel. That's fantastic.
So, yeah. Are you... Oh, and you're going to specifically reduce, not enlarge?
Yeah, I want to make it smaller and more palatable.
Okay, cool. So yes, you can certainly try. It gets a chance to make a saving throw.
And so I'll say that, like, I mean, and Roscoe has been kind of, the duration of the effect of the spell is 1 minute, right? As long as I'm concentrating on that.
Correct. So you can't cast any other concentration spells. And if you take damage, you have to try to save to keep your concentration.
So the target size is halved in all dimensions.
Yep.
If this succeeds.
Yeah, it'll go down to a size large, and it will deal less damage and be worse at strength-based things.
So basically, what I have to roll...
You need to just tell me what your DC is.
Oh, no. My DC, I don't think, is good.
It's on the top of your spells page.
It says 14.
Okay. All right. So we need to make a con save from Mr. Dragon.
Oh no! I
but then it has a plus 5 to it.
Oh, no.
So that is a 15 to save. So, yeah, the...
One over! Lame.
All right, Roscoe accidentally reduces himself. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to
no
do that.
No ones because... involved or anything like that.
Fuck me.
So, yeah, the...
And there's no way for me to, like... Because I see the roll, like, I can't use my bend luck or anything.
Or some kind of inspiration. Who has inspiration?
Yeah, you
Who
can.
Has Eric?
Could, I, give could I use bend luck?
That's right. A reaction.
If I, gosh, I'm kind of metagaming because I don't know if Will would Will recognize that he's casting a spell. He's trying to do something to dragon.
All
right.
Well, all of the things on your sheet, you know that you can do.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to bend luck. And okay. Adam can roll a 1d4 and apply it to his roll. Or I can. You didn't have to roll. It was just a DC, right?
Could it be? Could we apply it to my DC save?
Yeah. What do I take it away from the dragon? Was it the dragon that rolled?
You can apply it as a penalty.
Okay, so I'll apply it as a penalty to you. So I'll give you bad luck.
Right.
Because he didn't roll anything.
So you should roll a D4.
I am. Yes. I mean, anything would have been fine.
So I have to somehow have over. Given the dragon bad luck.
Yeah, what does that look like?
Oh, man.
You've never done this before.
I haven't ever done this before.
It was a con save, so it was like it withstood the powers of this spell.
It withstood the powers of the spell, but then it couldn't.
Because you bent luck.
I think I'm going to say that... bad luck. So, this creature's feeling strong, but then, I mean, I'm still a crab, I guess, huh?
I'm assuming.
I think, like, you know, it's... when I was kicking up all the sediment... I think I buried myself a lot, so he wasn't looking at it. He was just talking to Roscoe mostly, and he was just like, what's this crab doing here?
Uh-huh.
So I'm shuffling my way out of the sand again as a crab, and I'm snapping my claws at him or whatever, just in a gesture of, like, crabbiness.
Uh-huh.
And he feels like he has made some of the worst decisions in his life. And so his constitution, he just feels like, it's like the feeling that I've had before when I've made really decisions that I thought were good, but then they turned out bad. So this guy's just going to feel like, oh shit, that wasn't it. He just feels bad about the things he's done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
He feels small.
Yes, he feels small. Ooh, he's shrinking. Right. Away from lemon cooked crab.
as he sort of reduces in size, he starts blaming the cold water. but yeah, so the dragon does in fact shrink down. So,
amazing.
So yes, it is now a size large creature, and it will deal less damage with its attacks. So yeah, speaking of which, did that 17 hit you? The tail attack?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see what damage it does. And then you're all going to roll initiative, and I'm going to go pee.
Don't you want us to wait till you get back?
Sure. All right.
He must really have to pee. He's like, oh, my God.
So
please.
That does 15 bludgeoning damage.
All right.
Oh, wait, no, minus a d4 because it's smaller.
Yeah.
Minus 4. 11.
Nice.
Bludgeoning damage, Roscoe.
Okie dokie.
You are smacked across the butt. The bare butt.
Oh. Wow. No. You spanked Roscoe.
Yep. With the tail.
Oh my goodness.
And it lets out a gurgly roar.
Ooh.
And yeah, everybody's going to have to roll initiative. And shit's gonna get real. So I requested for all of you to roll initiative, and half of you did.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
I did, and I hate my roll.
Oh no, is it really good?
Yeah, it's like.
I'm sorry, Abby.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
You can always delay.
History, insight. Bathwick, what are you doing?
History of Alex, sight and sight.
Wasted an animal handling. 20.
Oh, no.
Nature.
Oh.
And
finally landed an initiative, and it was a, was it a one?
Oh, my God.
It was a, no, seven. It was a seven.
Yeah.
The parentheses is the bonus.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Oh, my God. Alrighty. Okay. So to summarize, what's happening, yeah.
An 8 from Bathwack and from Will, a 5 from Roscoe, and a 19 for Serafina Flangepot.
An 8 for Bathwack and Will at the same time. He hits the orb. I feel like he's cracking me over the skull.
Cracking.
Because he's thrown too many heads at me. Cracking.
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 I'm not a Kraken, I'm a Crabkin.
Oh, yeah, but you're really underwater.
I really like that. Oh, no, the crab is the monster now.
Well, I guess you could think that if you see me. I'll grumpily wave at you. You'll know it's me from the... And I probably have a mustache somewhere. It's like in the spots of white under the bright red of the cooked crab that I am.
So now that we're in initiative, I will direct everyone's gaze to roll 20.
Okay.
And we'll get rid of this janky map.
Oh, my God.
And...
A real map, yay! Whoa.
We're in the aquarium!
Yeah, wow. We are!
And the scale probably isn't true to, like, what I was describing, but it'll do for what we're talking about.
Oh, this is fantastic.
KT, I have a question for you. Which crab do you want to be?
Yeah, give you some options. Where are these crabs? Oh my goodness! Are they all cooked? Let's see. There's the dragon. I see. Well, I got to be this one because this is like totally a cooked one, right? This one.
That was the first one I picked. Orange one. But then I figured I'd give you some choices.
Yeah, I like it. Although this one's cool because it has purple on it. But you didn't put a mustache on.
Oh, okay.
Please, you really don't have to. But thank you. But thank.
But thank.
Thank.
But thank. That's it. That's all you get. Thank.
Thank. Thank.
That's a butt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Butt stash.
Butt stash.
And yeah, this dragon was initially this big, but now it's this big.
Hell yes, Roscoe.
So you notice
Roscoe doesn't even know how he did that.
Wow.
That's true. Or does he know that he did it?
Who knows anymore? I don't know. I can't keep track.
All right.
Sweet. That's a good choice.
And so you'll also notice you guys have these weird little symbols with numbers on the top right of your icons. That represents your height, essentially.
Wait, what?
Oh, in the water?
Yeah.
Oh.
In multiples of five. Dimension. Exactly.
But why is this 3? In multiples of 5?
So the dragon's about 15 feet up. In squares, basically, okay, so in the same grid, basically.
I was like, how is this a multiple of 5? But then it's 3 squares up. Times 5, I understand now.
And okay. Then Rafina and Bathwack are 9 squares up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because they're on top of the butte, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And then you guys are 0 because you're
level with the ground. We're really far from each other now. All right.
All right.
I see. That's not actually our height. That's like our, that's not our own height, like
no.
From head to toe.
No, right? It's from head to ground.
Elevation.
Yeah. Or foot elevation. To ground or whatever,
our
I guess.
Elevation. Okay.
Correct. Cool. So we can adjust those as we go.
Wow. That's cool. I don't know how to do this.
If you click on your icon, you'll see there's 2 little symbols down below. There's a gear and then like a, I don't know what that is, like a,
where?
A lens. Where just click on your crab.
Oh, okay. With this, probably.
Yep.
Oh,
so there's
okay.
2 little circles below. If you click the one that looks like a circle with another circle.
Okay.
It gives you like all these different status things.
Oh.
But then if you hover over the one, it's like a, it's called half haze. I couldn't find, that was the closest one I could, I was hoping there'd be like a wing half or something like that. Where... But.
Oh, I see.
It's the one that's highlighted. If you hover over it and just type a number, it'll change the number. On your.
Oh.
On your guy.
That's so easy.
Oh,
wow. Okay, very cool.
So that'll be how we...
Oops. Oh, I X'd myself.
You're dead.
I'm dead. Okay. I thought I was closing the window, but it was just...
Yeah, I thought
I've
the
done same that many times. Many, many times.
That's ominous. Oh, okay.
All right. So yeah, we are now in initiative.
But do Rufina do Reef? Rufina and
Reef Fina, because you're in a lake.
Oh man,
that's even better than Refina.
I know. Oh, I love
Rufina.
Oh my god!
There's so many things you can be. I'm just Will. It's Gil, and that's it. Will the Gil.
That's good.
So... they call me Will the Gil Pompey.
Do we even know that the fight has begun? Because we still can't see through the fog cloud, right?
I mean, in terms of the fight has begun, it's hard to say what that even means.
Okay, so Rufina does not realize that the dragon has sprung to action.
You heard it yell. What's going on? Where are the rest of you?
Oh, and there's an explosion of an orb.
Where's my anglerfish?
So she knows. Explosion. She knows that there's going to be something happening. Yeah.
The orb is, you know, that I can definitely.
You're still out of view, but yeah, that was very audible.
All right. Well, I'm going to right quick try to heal this fish.
Right quick, try to heal this
right
fish.
Quick.
Okay.
That's going to be my big fat action. I'm going to use.
Don't action shame, Abby.
Are you going to accidentally heal me too?
Oh, right. Duh. Okay, then it does make sense to do one of the mass healings. All right.
Well, you don't have to. But...
I need to heal me too. Dang it. All right, let's see.
Dang it.
I think I'm going to do this.
Did we really come down here with not full hit points?
They got hurt by the orb.
Oh, okay. Exploding. I'm sorry. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Six up to six creatures of my choice.
So all of you regain 7 hit points.
Yep.
Plus 5.
I'm calling out words of restoration.
All of us?
No. Oh, well, actually, no, because she can't see you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, it doesn't say I have to see. Oh, yes, that it you does. Can see. I can't just see it with my third eye. Okay, fine.
So you said 7 hit points?
12, actually. 7 plus 5.
Including the fish, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And did you just sing? Did I miss that in my
restoration?
The fish seems to regain a bit of its composure. It's less flopped sideways on the ground. It's kind of slowly floating back up towards a normal orientation. But the main thing you notice is that the glowing light starts to intensify. In its intensity. Yay.
I run and give it a hug.
Yeah?
I'm not hugging it yet.
I am hugging it, but I'm saying, Bathwack, don't you forget! Strahd's coming.
All right. You run up and hug the anglerfish. It's very slimy, very big. It's warm. And he says, thanks, man. That feels really good. I feel like I could really do some good here. You got any more of that left?
Just you rest. We've got more coming. Don't you worry.
Who's your friend?
Oh, him. Yes, that's Bathwack. He also can heal you. He opened the orb.
Oh, man, dude, thanks. That's really, really cool.
He's gnarly.
And you guys can, if you want, you could just call me Ian.
Ian, the Aeonian anglerfish?
Mm-hmm. It's easier to say. Less of a mouthful, you know?
It's spelled I-O-N?
No. It is spelled A-E-O-N.
That's a fabulous name. Why didn't we name any of our children Ian spelled like that? I love that.
You guys have kids? And now it's the dragon's turn. So the dragon is now shrunken down, but did a little nice little tail whip to Roscoe's butt, as we determined canonically. And it's sort of swimming around in a more of a furious circle, but kind of staying where it is. And he says, come on, why don't you just get your friends out here? If you show me all your faces, I don't know if this crab is one of them or whatnot, but maybe we can resolve this amenably. What do you say?
You just spanked me.
Yeah, I did. You've been a bad boy.
I've not been a bad boy. I've been a perfectly good boy.
You come down here through the door for 4. You don't even pay at the first window. And then I don't actually say that, but I have to.
Say that. Wait, the Wendy's.
You come here, you wake me up, and then something happens. My anglerfish up there's orb's broken. You say you've not been a bad boy? You've been a bad boy. Should I spank you again?
Please. Please don't. Well, then, Hoyt. Now I bet I've got a big tail-shaped red mark on my butt now.
If you don't call your friends out right now, I'll spank you again.
My friends are dead!
All right, here it comes.
Not even a deception check, Eric. My friends are dead. We came through here a long time ago. And all right, I lost
roll
all
me a deception check.
That's how you DM. Give me what I want. All right, here we go. That's a 10. I swear my friends are dead.
Oh, yeah? What? They're dead? Well, where are the bodies? Bodies. Where are the bodies? Where are the bodies? You need to show me the bodies.
Are you having a stroke?
He might be. Cause,
are you having a backstroke?
Oh.
And he does not take any actions at this time.
Oh.
So, Bathwack, it's your turn. You see the anglerfish get a significant amount of sort of pep back in its step. Rafina's up hugging it. And the cloud is there. You hear some conversation, what I just said. You can hear it all pretty clearly, especially the dragon. Maybe Roscoe, not so much.
But we can't see anything, right?
You just see a cloud of fog. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So what are you doing?
I'm right next to the fish, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to swim over top of him and heal him again. This time, let's pick a number. Let's heal him for 20 hit points.
Ooh, nice. Ooh. Okay. He kind of puffs up a little bit, and you see a shine sort of come over his scales. Basically, just sort of life pours into him, and his dangling light is now glowing very brightly. He says, "Yeah, man, that's really good."
Oh. What the fuck?
What's your name, dude?
Bathwack, man.
Oh yeah, nice. I've never heard that name before. I've heard a lot of stuff. You guys want me to help take down this dragon fucker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says Rafina.
Right on. Will do. All right. Is that all you've got, Bathwack? I don't know what actions.
That's it.
That's one action. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's see. Hold on. I should probably prepare something.
Wait, you can prepare something now?
Yeah. I'll cast as a bonus action Shield of Faith around the angler.
Okay. Can you pop that in the chat just so I know what that means? I think it improves his AC, but...
Yep, plus two.
Yep, okay. Yeah, let's take this guy down. Then I think we got some stuff to talk about. Does that sound good?
Do we have to kill him? I mean, who is he?
Like,
what?
Let's just kill him. Wait, okay. You know what? Rafina maybe doesn't say that.
She like, might. She might.
I love that Rafina is chaotic like that in a way. Like, sometimes she's like, guys, why are we killing everybody? And sometimes she's like, well, we just had to kill them. So that's just how it is. She's very funny.
It's more like Abby wants the fight to be over.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, like, I think it's probably a good idea. He's not good. But I mean, like, let's take out the dragon and then you can kill Savnok.
What?
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 What? You know that thing?
Yeah, that's the fucking thing that's got me, had me trapped in this dumb orb.
Oh. Let's kill him.
That convinced him.
Yeah. Good. Cool. Let's do it. All right. So, Will, you see the dragon clearly has a chance to do something, but doesn't actually act.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking with Roscoe. He sort of addresses you, but doesn't seem to be talking to you.
Yeah.
Because you do look like a crab. So, what are you doing? There was a spanking threatened.
Will is... definitely always going to prefer to talk rather than fight. So if it looks like Roscoe's maybe like he's not the dragon said, here it comes. Or what did he say? He's going to spank him. Like, does it? But it looks like he's not fighting.
No, he didn't
fighting?
Actually say that because
I let that was a joke. What?
Well, he was going to. But then I was a proper DM and allowed Adam to roll a deception check.
Oh, okay.
And the dragon failed its insight check.
Oh, so we're all dead. Is that the so I have to pretend that I'm dead? Is that the thing we're doing right now? Is that what Will heard?
Like Sixth Sense? Like you're actually dead or that you're pretending that
Well, if Roscoe just lied and I think the dragon believes him, is that what it seems?
You don't know.
The dragon didn't respond.
He said, where are the bodies? But, like, here are the things that Roscoe has randomly been kind of throwing at. Like he said, I came down here years ago. We came down a long time ago. My friends are dead. Like, they're gone. I don't know why. It's just the first thing that came into Roscoe's head.
Okay.
I would say that with the intention of what Roscoe's been saying and the intention behind it, he is not necessarily communicating, like, hey, play dead. He's just trying to convince the dragon that he's the only one here. That if he did make it through the door for four with mm-hmm. three friends, but that is irrelevant because we came down here and we got lost. And then my three friends died.
Okay. All right. So anything I can do to keep his gaze over here, I guess. I just start acting like a weird crab and I start like moving. Like I grab Roscoe. Can I grab
like
Roscoe?
A weird crab or a normal crab?
Well, like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Crabs are weird.
I sit on a platter. I have no idea what I'm doing. I dip myself in butter. I take
you
Roscoe.
You don't have the garnishes.
Damn it.
This is polymorph, not major image.
Come on.
If it were major image, you'd have the garnishes.
Well, what?
You don't. Turn into a crab with garnish. You turn into a crab.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay.
I'm a very strict dungeon master.
It's really okay. But anyway, I think I'm just going to try to get this dragon to still be interested in Roscoe, but not let Roscoe be eaten. So maybe I'm the one that's going to eat Roscoe or something. I'm just acting like a big animal. Like I'm playing along with this idea that there's no other people down here. And I'm just going to drag Roscoe as fast as I can this way.
Okay.
So if the dragon is, but the orb fucking exploded. So did he look at all? This is what's weird.
He
the dragon
immediately
did look that
turned
way.
And looked and said, what's going on with my anglerfish? Yes.
Dang. Okay. Okay, well then maybe now it's time for me. If he turned his head, do I think I can polymorph now into that anglerfish looking thing? And
well, his attention has since been turned back towards Roscoe.
Oh man, the timing of this is very confusing to me.
He rolled an 8. You have to suspend some.
Yeah, no. This is all, you know that this is always what I have trouble processing is like how do the rounds
work?
Yeah,
you just want to write a book.
Well, because we talk too, and we don't like necessarily exactly go by 6 seconds worth of time. So I'm trying to figure out at what point everything happened. So, okay. Can I jab him with my jab the dragon with my claw, grab Roscoe, and then just crab my way away, giant crab run away? Is that
you
not
wouldn't
possible
be able
either?
To do all of that because especially because you would have to go up to the dragon is 15 feet up.
Right.
Movement. Dang. I hate movement in D&D. Why can't I just be where
everywhere?
I just want to be everywhere, exactly. Dang, I am limited by being a crab right now.
Correct. Also, your attacks aren't great. Just as a normal giant crab.
So right where we are, we're in this ship. Is it possible for me to change into myself so I can cast spells without this dragon seeing?
If you move,
Yuz can move somewhere where the dragon can't see you. Look at how huge I am. Okay.
You could scuttle under the side of the hull of the ship and find a little...
That's what I would like to do, and okay. then change myself.
Okay, so unpolymorph, basically.
I guess if I
into your fleshy,
like, what would my attack be if I was a crab? Just a big crab, like
a giant crab can do a claw attack, which is +3 to hit, and it does 1d6 +1 damage.
So not great.
And it grapples.
I could grapple the dragon,
but your DC is very low. It's a DC 11 to escape.
But I'm a lucky crab. I don't think I could, those aren't spells.
I just pictured just... like a lucky cat, like yeah, a thing, but crab. With the claw.
I'm picturing a tavern named the Lucky Crab.
I was picturing a Chinese restaurant called the Lucky Crab.
Alex was picturing nothing.
No, look at his smile. He was picturing something, but it was probably something naughty.
Sex.
A sex position called the Lucky Crab.
Oh, yeah.
No, he was just picturing sex.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, okay.
With crabs? Just
generic sex?
Yeah.
Crabs having sex?
Like missionary. Mormon through the sheet.
No, fissionary.
All right.
Watery.
Oh my god. All right.
We really went for it here, didn't we? We indeed.
Oh, my shirt's very good for today.
Oh well.
We love that.
All right, so I think Will's first instinct is to hide and change, but that's always what he does. And he realizes that he's a big giant crab. And he's like,
okay,
maybe he just misjudges it. He's like, maybe I can grapple this thing. And then that would just, prevent him from doing anything. So he's going to swim up and fucking try to be a big giant crab.
Okay.
Oh my God. How stupid, Will. Jeez. What do I do?
So what I'm going to say is, I'm going to say you're not a giant crab. You're a dire crab.
What the fuck is that? A dire crab?
Like Game of Thrones?
So a giant crab is like the size of a human.
Oh.
Where a dire crab is the size of like more of what
that's what you have. That's what I pictured. It's like the same size as the dragon.
And so that can do more.
Oh, hell yes. Oh, hell yes. Maybe I can be strong for once.
So first of all, your reach is 10 feet.
Oh, hell. Yes!
So you don't have to get too close.
Yeah, I like float up just a little bit and I snag him down because I'm going to try to bring him down.
You can try.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
That's what I'm trying.
I'll send you this link.
I literally picture like he's climbing over this hull of this ship. He's like, he's going to go down, but then he like looks at his crab hands and he's like. Uh-huh.
So it's a +5 to hit.
Okay. So do you want me to just roll what? Unarmed attack? What do I do?
You can do it twice because you have two claws.
Is this how it works if I do this?
Yeah, that'll work. Let's see if it works. Well, it adds them together. So.
Oh, shoot.
But whatever, it's fine.
Okay.
We can
One's crap, but one is
so an
good.
18 and a 3, so a 23 and an 8 to hit.
Yeah.
The 8 does not hit, but the 23 does hit.
Nice.
So it does... 2d6 +3 damage.
Okay. Oh, two ones? Oof. Are you kidding?
That merits this.
Oh, that's terrible.
Even though it's not a 20. So
Did
it's
I grapple him? How do I grapple him?
5 damage, and no, he is grappled. And on his turn, he'll try to escape.
Oh, boy.
It's a DC 13 because you're a dire crab.
All right, I'm a dire crab. This is cool.
Okay. So, yeah, you've got one of your claws latched on
yeah.
to the dragon.
Yeah.
The big one.
Yes, it's got to be the big one.
Oh, definitely. That's why it hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, you're kind of dangling there.
Yeah.
All right. Like, I mean, you can move in the water, so you don't have to be just helpless.
Well, I'm trying to pull him down, but I guess that would be okay. another kind of thing, and that's probably another turn or something. What I'm trying to, like,
you still have movement left, so you could pull it down.
Okay, but don't I have to roll? Are you sure that's, yeah, I'm allowed to do that and all at once?
I never, ever remember the grappling rules.
Yeah.
Move a grappled creature. Let's see. When you move, you can drag. So your speed is halved.
Okay.
So you had a reach of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And as a dire crab, you have so many things to Google. This is just some random homebrew thing. So you have a movement of 30. So you moved 5.
So I moved 25 feet. I'm only moving my arm down because I moved 5. Then I just have to move 5 down and slam this fucker on the ground.
Yeah, so that's what I want to do. You can basically pull it down so it's.
I know I can't slam it, but the sediment goes everywhere and it looks like I slammed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. Better watch out, Bathwack. I'm coming for you next.
He can't see you.
Damn it.
I didn't even hear it.
No, because there was no, it wasn't an actual slam. All right, so yeah. Roscoe, this giant crab sort of swam up above you and latched one of its claws into the, I guess, the back of the dragon, because its belly is facing up away from you, and pulls it slowly down, and now it's kind of level with you. So you guys are all sort of right in the same general vicinity. Your butt still stings a little bit. But what are you doing?
Roscoe is going to spank the dragon back.
Whoa. Hardcore.
Neener, neener.
You're gonna use your spank spell?
No, I've got a shillelied quarterstaff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to hit its tail with my shillelied quarterstaff.
Okay. Go for it.
Two-handedly, because I don't think I'm carrying anything else.
No, you ditched the bike.
Ditched the bike.
Unless you're trying to cover up your butt crack.
Roscoe has no shame.
That's right. He'll let his bottom flap.
That's why I exposed your butt.
Yeah, I know. Okay, here we go. Let's see what happens. Shillelagh!
Hey! Nice. That's a 24 to hit. That hits, dude.
Woohoo!
You can roll your All right. damage.
Ooh, 10 bludgeoning.
Alrighty. So you deal 10 bludgeoning damage to the dragon.
How do you like that? Now you've been a bad boy, a bad dragon boy.
You're the one who's got some giant crab working for you and dragging you down so you can smack with your dumb stick.
Oh, you think the crab is dragon? You're the dragon.
Well, that's a good point. All right. And you gonna move anywhere or are you gonna stay there?
Okay, well, first of all, that was a melee attack.
Mm-hmm.
And with my feature of mine, I'm able to use a bonus action to disengage.
Correct.
So I will disengage and yes, try to.
And for those uninitiated, that means the dragon won't get an opportunity attack if Roscoe moves out of his threatened range.
Yeah, so Roscoe will swim away just his speed, so like 40 feet away, trying to taunt the dragon and coax it. Again, keep its attention away from the anglerfish as long as possible.
How are you going to taunt the dragon? Like, are you just by your being there, or
keep talking? That's Roscoe. Like, I mean, I would call you a dragon, but now you look more like a lizard. Just something a bit smaller. Looks like something kind of happened. Like, shrinkage?
Mm-hmm. All right. So the Bathwack and Rafina, the anglerfish, says,
"All right, guys, check this out. This'll help a lot. The dragon's like right over,"
and the fish kind of turns, swims with its little fins away from you towards where you guys probably think the dragon is through the fog cloud. And he's like, "Take that, dragon! You suck!" And the light on its little stalk thing glows super bright, and this ray of blue light blasts through. It completely dissipates the fog cloud and smashes directly into the dragon. And the dragon is sort of infused with this blue glowing light. And I'll just tell you what that means. What that means is that attacks, like typical attacks that, you know, you roll an attack roll, have advantage. And any spell saves or any saves that the dragon has to roll, it will make with disadvantage.
Aha.
That should help, guys.
Did he hit me?
No.
At all? Okay, cool. Good job, anglerfish. Thanks.
Yeah, dude. You guys can now see the anglerfish swimming right there.
Nice.
With this ray of blue light, sort of, it's like a constant beam sort of illuminating the dragon.
And they see a giant crab on the dragon.
Yeah, and you guys, exactly, you see this giant
good
crab.
Good thing this giant crab showed up randomly.
Grasping the back of the dragon.
Hey, where's Will?
Are there two Savnoks now?
There are two Savnoks. Bathwack's just going to crush the crab. This is grosser!
Bathwack loves chowder.
Who is Savnok again? Clam.
Savnok was the one that Lank made a deal with, and he lost his eyes, I'm pretty sure. But I'm sure the dragon's voice is the voice he did for Savnok. Hey, I'm Savnok. Savnok the Inscrutable. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
But also, I could just imagine being Eric right now and being like, I didn't know. I just do voices.
Maybe, yeah, it's possible.
So but much I mean, faith.
It's also possible that, like, this is not just Savnok himself. Maybe he's being controlled by Savnok. I don't really know what's going on, but that voice definitely sounds like Savnok's.
Weird.
So, Rafina.
You need to turn your mic on.
Rafina! Your fog is dispersed. Everything is laid out before you, and again, you can see this dragon now glowing is being pinched by a giant crab. You can see Roscoe off in the distance. The anglerfish now seems fully focused on keeping this beam of light shining on this dragon. I don't know if you're still hugging it as it swam around or not, but...
No, it was just
you're not hugging it. So what are you doing?
It wasn't an ongoing hug. So I see the crab and the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to the anglerfish, no, I don't. Because what the anglerfish just said makes it clear that he wants us to continue attacking the dragon so that we can get rid of it. All right. Do I have any disadvantage if I'm shooting with my oath bow underwater?
It's probably not going to be as strong, like the damage that you do.
But I have extra from the cool dude fish here.
It'll make it easier to hit. For your damage, the projectile is going to be slowed by the water. All right. But you do get advantage on your attack because of the glowingness of the anglerfish. You can roll a d20 again. Because unfortunately, the 13 does not hit.
It's like it usually does. does. Oh, there we go.
Because that was a 4 that you rolled. So that'll add 7, because you rolled a 4, so 11 and 7 more. So that's a 20 to hit. So yes, that does hit.
Yay.
All right.
And now he's my mortal enemy.
Yeah, are you swearing him as your sworn enemy? Is that what you're doing?
Well, sure, I might as well, because I don't expect him to be around for much longer.
So then you get to roll an extra 3d6 damage. And we're going to take off a d4 off of the total because
you
of
said
the
3d6?
The water. Yes, please. So that is a base of 6 piercing plus 1 radiant plus 10 because he's your sworn enemy. So that's 17 minus 3 because of being underwater. So that's a 14 damage to the dragon. So yeah, you take aim and fire. Poof. Shoots into the side of the dragon. You see it sink in. A little burst of blood shoots out and disperses into the water. If there's any sharks around, you guys better watch out. Anything else?
That's it for me. I'm staying
stay
where
there?
I am.
Okay.
Right here with this fish.
Okay. Yeah, stay by me. We got this. So now it's the dragon's turn. So first, it's going to try to pull away from the crab. Yeah! Get off of me! All right, so that has to make a strength check.
Is that an ability check?
It is, yes. It is an ability check, correct.
Okay.
So it's going to make a, believe, a strength check. Let me just double check. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to make a strength check to try to escape. And you get to do roll a d20 plus 3.
Mine is a 14, but I am going to bend.
And the dragon
luck.
Rolls a 23.
No, I don't think I can bend luck enough.
No,
fuck!
You can't.
Okay, he got away. Sorry, guys. I'm a weak ass crab.
All right, so the dragon rips out of your pincer.
I snapped.
And he rips away and sort of whirls around since this blue light is clearly illuminating him. And he's like, oh, there you are. Hey, I know you two up there. I seen you before.
What? Oh, he has seen us before then.
What are you guys doing with this dumpy guy with his butt showing?
Dumpy?
What are you doing in the ocean and bear toggle?
Ocean? This is a lake, lady.
I was speaking figuratively. Don't talk back to me.
I'll do whatever I want.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Why are you here?
He says, you gonna join me or not?
I haven't gotten a full invitation yet.
Join me.
Whoa.
What?
Bathwack, this is your friend, isn't it?
You guys clearly know what you're doing. Come on. You want to make this world what you want it to be?
What?
Ooh.
Do you?
I want you to leave.
No, come on. You don't want to be around with it. Look at that ugly fish. Yeah, I got a point. I know. I see that look on your face. He's gross.
And he brings his own light.
Yeah, buy a flashlight, lady.
I don't think you and I have the same ideas.
Is he still talking? I'm going to throw a javelin at him.
You can ready your javelin.
It's still his turn. Two sentences. It was one word.
Is he talking? I'm going to throw.
Is he still talking? I'm going to throw a javelin at him. This is amazing.
And he says, I mean, come on, look at me. You want to fight me? And he rears up and picture a dragon like sort of going vertical and like spreading its wings really wide, but it's upside down.
Oh. Hmm. Wait, is he, so he's on his head?
Basically, yeah. Tail up weird. To the sky, flapping his wings out. And I need everybody to give me a wisdom saving throw as this dragon sort of rears up and
presents itself fully to all of you.
That's so bizarre. Hold
on. If it matters.
Okay. It might. And Rafina gets plus 7.
Plus 5.
Oh. Bathwack has an aura of courage. I can't read either of those words. An aura of courage. You are friendly creatures within 10 feet cannot be frightened. Yes, that matters.
All the time?
Explicitly, it matters because that's exactly what he's trying to do.
That's such a great Bathwack feature. That shouldn't just be a paladin thing. That should just be a Bathwack's feature. That's amazing. I love that so much.
I picture Bathwack just reaching out and putting a hand on Rafina's back.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You have nothing to fear.
You try to be afraid, but you're stilled by the majestic boringness.
It's lovely. I love it.
I know. It's such a wonderful picture.
Yes.
But Will is terrified.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Aww. Yeah.
So you are frightened for 1 minute.
I crab my pants.
You guys. This is Oscar worthy right here.
Yes.
So yes, you are frightened for 1 minute. So you have disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while you can see the dragon, and you cannot willingly move closer to the dragon.
Ability checks and what?
And, attack rolls.
Attack rolls. While I see
While it. You can see it.
Okay.
And you can save at the end of each of your turns.
Okay.
But otherwise it lasts for a minute, which is 10 rounds.
Yeah, that's a long time.
The rest of you are immune to this effect for the next day. So you cannot be scared of the dragon.
Nice.
For a day.
Now I throw a javelin at him.
Yes, actually, it is your turn.
Oh, I love it.
I'm going to regret maybe reminding you of this. Is Roscoe still covered in some kind of viscous mucus shit?
You know what, Roscoe? Thank you for reminding me.
I was going to ask like minutes ago, but I did not want to say anything.
This was actually exactly when that matters, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. I thought maybe.
So, this goop that's been on you, you have felt it sort of sloshing under the water, and it eventually sort of breaks down a little bit. And then all of a sudden, there's a giant explosion.
Whoa.
So.
Oh, no.
Will.
Oh, no.
I need you to make a dexterity. No. Yes, a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Roscoe. Yes. You take 43... something damage.
Oh my gosh.
Fire damage.
Oh no.
43?
Yep.
Wow.
All from the mucus?
And Will...
Wait. No, I'm trying to look at my stuff. I'm going to... bend luck again, I think, because I think that's the only thing I can do. Wait, I can roll an additional d20. I'm gonna spend a luck point
and roll your save again.
And roll my save again. Where is it again? Shoot, here. No, the it's
dexterity,
not that one.
Though.
It's this one now. Whoop. Oh, fuck. Can I also try to? I mean, because this was a 15, by the way, not a 14. Just saying. This is a 10, not a 9, because of my luck stone.
Okay. So 15 does fail.
Okay. Well, can I also try to bend luck? Or is this all like...
Yes.
I can?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I roll a d4.
And I will tell you, this could work.
Okay. Thanks, babe.
But it doesn't.
Oh, great. All right. Great. Cool.
So,
how much
will
damage?
You take 44 fire damage as fire. This explosion okay. blasts outward? Sort of.
There go my hit points.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I will say thank God Roscoe drank. He drank some liquor or something before coming down here, and thank God, he did.
Oh my gosh.
And the dragon's also gotta try to get that explosive breath back. Okay. All right. So yeah, Bathwack, speaking of javelins, right?
Yeah.
You're throwing a javelin?
Yeah, maybe I can get... Well, how close do I need to be? I can't remember. It's been too long since I've thrown a javelin.
You want to know how close you have to be to not be at disadvantage? 30 feet.
Her range is 30 feet. And where am I? I am... Is that 9 accurate? Am I really... You're really 45 feet up?
Uh-huh. But the good news is in D&D, diagonals don't really matter.
Yeah, so it's... So I have to add the... It's even worse, right?
You would have to... I mean... No, it's like the opposite. It's like you ignore them, basically. But I... Oh, no, I guess you are 9 up. Yeah, so you would have to move a little closer. But you would be able to get within range... With a normal move, I believe.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, long range is 120. Or no, that's out of range, right?
120, 30 feet is normal attack. 120, you have to roll a disadvantage. But it is illuminated, so what that means is 30 means you get to roll with advantage. And 120, you just roll a normal attack.
Yeah, I'd rather try to move in first. Okay. So I'm going to keep the shield on the angler. Oh, shoot. Then I have to move away from Athena.
You do.
I'm fine.
I'm within 120.
Yes.
This is water. Do I really think I can hurl that javelin?
I just
you think
the
you
same
can
question.
Get it there, but you it it's... I'll tell you mechanically what I've decided is we're just going to subtract a d4 from any projectile damage.
Okay. So there's something weird going on here with the water, as we already established. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, then I'm going to stay here, like 45 plus something.
Yeah, there's no Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely within 120, so. All right. Goodbye, javelin.
Do you say that to it as you throw it?
Yeah. A kiss. I mean, I give the javelin a hug and not the angler.
So yeah, right. You can just roll a normal attack. Normally yeah. Be a disadvantage, but this thing's lit up by angler fish light.
I also don't seem to have a javelin in my attack.
I know
list.
You have. Oh, in your thing to roll.
Yeah. Let's see. Damage 1d6. All right. Well, there it is.
Okay. 27 to hit. That definitely hits. All right. So that normally would be 6 damage. You don't have any smite, right?
Oh, no. I didn't do anything to it. Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to be 6 minus 3. So 3 damage.
That's not very much.
It is not.
I get another attack, but I kind of wasted that one. So I can't use Divine Smite on ranged things.
Okay.
Actually, I have to walk up and hit him with my sword. I'm just not prepared to leave the angler yet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'll throw one more just for the heck of it.
Okay, go for it.
Goodbye, javelin.
25 also hits, and that does 10 minus 1, so that's 9 damage to the dragon.
And think about that, like... Savnak.
Do you say that?
Yeah. I want to talk to Savnak.
That didn't do too much to me, to be honest.
It was the gesture.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, you are aggressive to me. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, don't you all want to join me? Maybe get some gifts? You know I'm good at giving gifts.
We'd rather you just leave.
No, I'm not going to do that. All right, Will. This giant explosion happened near you. This fiery gout came over and enveloped you, made yep. you even a little bit redder. The dragon is sort of sitting right next to you. Got two little tiny
frightened.
Sticks shot into it. But yes, you are frightened. So you are next to it, but if you move away, you can't go closer unless you save, which happens at the, I think I said at the end of your turn. But for now, if you make an attack, it'll be a disadvantage.
I want to cast, well, I just got blasted and I am scared, so I think Will is not going to be brave. He tried to be brave, he failed. I'm going to crawl under the ship like I was going to do before.
Okay.
Can I?
Yeah.
Without like provoking an attack of opportunity or something though?
It depends on how far you go. The ship is kind of right where you are, so yes, well, you can.
Like you're saying I could, you said I could like get under and change into myself.
Yeah, you can get out of sight.
Myself. I want to do that so I can cast Detect Thoughts on the dragon.
Okay.
So that's what
you want to unpolymorph.
Yeah, but I guess I can't detect. I can't cast that probably an unpolymorph.
I don't think it takes an action to unpolymorph.
I don't know where it would say that. Would it say
it would
in
be
there?
In polymorph. I'm just going to, whatever. I'm not going to spend time on this. You can unpolymorph at will. It doesn't take an action to do that.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
So there you are.
So under the ship. Yeah. And I'm going to cast Detect Thoughts.
Okay.
On the dragon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not delving deeper right now. I'm trying to see if this dragon wants us all to come out in the open to get eaten, or if he is actually willing to talk and what the heck is going on.
All right, so you cast Detect Thoughts, and you can tell as soon as you cast it that this did not work and will never work on this creature.
I can't detect his thoughts?
Correct.
Whoa. Because it's a dragon or because it's this god thing? You're saying, I know that.
You just can tell that it's not going to work. Not you cast it. I'm saying you don't know that inherently. You know it after casting it, that this has failed and is not worth trying again.
Okay.
It was just like literally impossible.
Hmm.
I bet you some listeners already know why.
Hmm. Okay.
Do you remember what Savnok's gift was?
The inscrutable. Yeah. Duh.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Duh! Wow! I should have realized that, but that's a that makes sense that it would dawn on Will too. Like, oh yeah,
and so are its
getting into his brain. Remember,
yeah. Are its eyes the same as Lank's eyes were?
Kind of, yeah.
Hmm.
All right, but you are now Will again.
Okay,
for better or for worse, Roscoe, you just blew up. You're not covered in mucus anymore.
Yeah.
The crab scuttled away with a will crab and is out of your view. You could see the anglerfish shooting this beam of blue light towards the dragon, and you could see Rafina and Bathwack up there doing their thing, chucking things down at the dragon. You're still standing. What are you doing?
Barely.
Yeah, yikes.
Barely still standing. Jeez, oh man.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what is the best thing for me to do. I think that Roscoe is officially now comfortable with letting the dragon shift its attentions elsewhere. So he is going to now capital E expeditious retreat.
That's reasonable.
Which allows me to take the dash action. So, yeah, I'm just going to get far away from him until I feel like I'm outside of the range of another one of those mucus breath attacks.
Okay.
I'm going to, and it's going to be basically like kind of circling.
Yeah. With Expeditious Retreat, if you're all you're focusing on is moving right now, you can move 90 feet.
Yeah. I'm just going to start circling kind of, are we in some kind of like canyon type?
It's more like an open plain, and then there's these sort of things that, like, you came out from, like those.
Yeah.
Those are more like canyons.
I'm just circling down and back around to basically where we, in the direction of where we all started when we were making the plan.
Okay. Okay.
Circling towards, kind of in the direction of Rufina and Bathwack, but like down to the south here.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And hiding in some kelp.
Yeah, you can. If you go in the kelp, you're going to be hard to see if you would like.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
There you go. Okay.
But I'm not so close that I'd be included in some kind of range attack on them, on the anglerfish and friends.
Got it.
So I'm off to the side here, trying to just survive.
Okay. All right, so the anglerfish is sort of still shooting this blue light. He's like, oh, man, that explosion was rough. Here. Guys, look at this. And this blue beam is still there, but the sort of orb glows this sort of orange, sort of contrasty light. And everybody that can see the light feels this sort of warmth roll over them. And you can gain 13 hit points.
Can Roscoe see him?
Everybody but Will can.
Okay, great.
Everyone but the frightened one.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you didn't save at the end of your turn. Or try to save.
You want me to do that? How do I...
It is a, yeah, you do, it's a wisdom save.
16.
That does save.
Yay.
So you're now no longer frightened, and you cannot be frightened for the next 24 hours.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that was easy.
That was easy. So, Rufina, these explosions happened. Bathwack threw some javelins. You feel this warmth a little bit. You're feeling pretty good already, but it's still nice.
The fish peeing? Is that why I feel the warmth?
Maybe.
Nah.
You bottle a little bit for your tea later.
The waste light?
The crabs scuttled underneath the shipwreck, and you can't see it anymore. And you saw Roscoe sort of running faster than you've seen most people run in your life. Wow. And sort of, I picture him like sliding, like he's sliding into home plate, into the kelp.
Yeah, sure.
What are you doing, Rufina?
I am going to heal him again.
The anglerfish?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he keeps coming out with good ones. So I'm going to mass healing word. So hopefully that can benefit a lot of people.
Okay. So that's another 12 hit points. And you can hit everybody but Will, because you can't see Will.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Add it up, everybody.
So Anglerfish, Bathwack, and Roscoe can get 12 hit points. Whoa, you got more of that? That's nice.
Radical. All
right. Anything else?
No.
Nay. Okay.
Nay.
All right. So, the dragon, a few different small projectiles shot into it. It shaked away from the crab. The crab ran away. And so the dragon says, you know, guys, this isn't cool. We have a history, you know. Don't you remember in the temple?
Whoa.
Where's your friend? Yeah. Where's that lank guy? I can't read his mind for good reason. I gave him some good shit.
He made a big sacrifice. He saved us all.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Dummy. Wasn't worth it, was it?
You'll have to ask him. Except he's not where you're going.
Wow. Strong words from a small lady.
That's right.
Where's that fucking crab? And he reaches down and just sort of bites directly into the ship.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So he reaches down, sinks his jaws into the ship, and crunches through it. It's pretty decomposed at this point. The wood is not very strong at all. And he reaches down, rips into it, and rears back, and a huge chunk of the ship is ripped away. And there stands Will in all his glory.
Yeah.
Exposed to the elements.
Aww.
There you are. Oh, hey, it's you too. I know you. And he reaches down and claws at you with both of his claws.
Crap.
So.
I am dead. Oh, a natural one.
That's a 12 to hit. And.
But it's a natural one.
Okay, hold on. And a 26 to hit. So, first off, I have to play. I never remember what the thing is for this is. He rolled a natural one. So, the first claw, you're just standing there.
Yeah.
He reaches up and he claws directly into the mast of the ship that's still there. He doesn't really see it there. And he gets caught on that. And as he's, you see this other claw coming towards you, right at your face.
Oh, God.
But he gets hung up on the mast of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And so his attack is cut short. So it's going to deal half damage.
Because
I'm assuming a 26 hits.
It pulls off all the scales from his butt.
My butt doesn't have scales.
So instead of dealing 15 damage, it only does 7 damage.
Okay.
Slashing damage.
Okay.
God, that sucks. Yeah, that's right, man. You're not going to take us down. Says the anglerfish.
Oh, I thought that was the
different voices. Very different.
They are, but when you talk to yourself, it's hard to switch back and forth.
Yeah, I know. So yeah, this upside down dragon with its just voidless eyes, sort of caught up on the mast of the ship. It does sink some of its talons into Will, but it's still illuminated by this blue light. The anglerfish is, yeah, we got this, guys. Let's take him down. And you guys muster your strength. You're still here down at the bottom of this lake bed. The water pushing down upon you. The copses of kelp wavering in the concussive blows of the battle that's raging here down beneath the surface of the lake.
Cool.
And since it's 12 o'clock in the morning, gosh. We're going to find out what happens next time.
Pork
Oh my gosh. Wow. I can't believe we're actually fighting a fucking dragon.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I almost died. Roscoe almost died.
No, really? Just like that.
He lost
two
points.
Yeah, I you know, it's dramatic because there are like death saving rolls and all that fun stuff, but like he came very close to being to hitting zero.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
as far as my records state, Roscoe has slightly less hit points than you do.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, no, Roscoe.
You were.
No! No, Abby! I refuse! I will not learn it. I never will. The dragon blows you up.
Yes! Now I can go to bed.
Yeah, I know. I'm so tired.
Hey everyone! If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.